Pierre, Perry, you guys both there?
I'm here.
Nice. How you doing, Pierre?
I'm doing great, Perry. Welcome to MMR. Nice to have you.
Nice to be there. In spirit.
I really am excited about this project, but first let me introduce you. I think the gentleman who's on the line with us now is the very definition of artist and yet visionary. And by that, I mean you've just had this amazing ability to create all sorts of, first of all, music, you know, everything from Satellite Party, Porno for Pyros, and certainly Jane's Addiction. But you're the visionary force behind Lollapalooza, an amazing run that has had and continues to have. And now you've got this exciting new project called Kind Heaven. We have one single from it at the moment, Pirate Punk Politician. Perry Farrell, it's just great to talk to you, man.
Great to talk to you too, Pierre.
I am, as I mentioned, very excited about this because I think the last time we heard from you solo, I think it's about from 2001. Was it Song Yet to Be Sung? Was that the last solo album?
Yes, good memory.
And I think the last time we heard from Jane's Addiction, also been a while, that was 2011 with the Great Escape Artist. So This is new music. But you know what I read, which is interesting about you? In one interview, you said, if I have something to say, I say it. If not, I kind of keep quieter and observe.
Yeah, that's true.
I like that.
Yeah.
And the thing about observation is that artistic observations occur with an artist whenever they happen. And in the case of Kind Heaven, I believe the whole thing began as a dream. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, sure. You know, we don't get vivid dreams every day. But we can almost train ourselves to dream nightly and then record those dreams when we wake up. I kind of developed a habit of doing that. Really exciting. So you're getting subconscious, unadulterated. I mean, I don't really know what happens when we dream. Some people say that we go somewhere to maybe a parallel universe. Some people say that we're just trying to figure out making sense of our waking moments and having a discussion with ourselves. I like to say it's all of the above. And then throw in, occasionally you're visited by angels. Or teachers that will talk to you and tell you maybe the future. I mean, I think that's what prophecy really is. It's people being visited by angels that have the ability to go back and forth through time because they're not fixed on our time. You know, they are...
Have no constraints.
Yeah, they have no constraints. And so they can go forward or they can go backwards and talk about it, report it.
Well, as I understand it, Kind Heaven, in this dream, you were kind of like an angel hovering over a city. Is that accurate?
Well, yeah. And that's the other thing, too, is I believe that we get what people call astral projection, which is your soul can leave the body and go places. So in this case, I was over a city that was devastated. Interesting thing about the image, I was in Dolby Studios here in Los Angeles about 3 months ago, and a director, I won't mention his name, but he was finishing up his movie. And he was in Dolby Studios going over the soundtrack, the what they call Foley, which is sound effects, you know, people walking, you hear footsteps.
Right.
That's all done by the magic of Hollywood in a studio, as is bombs and explosions and voiceovers, et cetera, et cetera. Well, anyway, this director allowed me to sit in because he wanted to, you know, show me his art, what he's been working on. And there was the image of my dream.
Wow.
I was watching the image of my dream, and you don't know how badly I wanted to say to him, can I can I use this scene? Because it was what I saw 6 years ago, 7 years ago, when I first started to write about Kind Heaven. Now, you know, you never know what a dream actually means. You can interpret, and people do, but the best we can actually do is meditate, try to understand why those images were in our mind. Were we there? Were we just thinking about it, preponderance? Was it something that is going to happen in the future, and we were privileged to see it because somebody was telling, an angel might have been talking to me, telling me, well, you're going to be in Dolby Studios one day. As a matter of fact, that was the case. I was in Dolby Studios mixing the album Kind Heaven, and I was mixing it in Atmos sound. Atmos sound is how you experience movies, the sound experience when you're in a movie theater. It's basically surround sound. And now we're up to, it used to be stereo. Well, actually, it started as mono, then we became stereo, then we became quadraphonic. Well, nowadays, we're up to Atmos 7.1. You know, we can have 50 speakers in the location. It depends on the size of the room. So I recorded the album and mixed it in Atmos, the very first album in history to be recorded in Atmos and binaurally, which is headphones. So if you have a great home entertainment system, you can hear the album in surround sound. You'll probably be able to hear it in a car, as cars are now being set up. Their sound systems are being set up. But we're a good 3 to 5 years from it to being a standard or a normal listening occurrence. But the only way to push this experience forward is to obviously do the work and technically record and mix in Atmos. And hear, other musicians were here that it was done this way. As a matter of fact, when I was at Dolby Studios, I was hearing that T-Bone Burnett was very interested to hear what we were doing. He was thinking of recording in Atmos. So what you're going to see, I should say, what you're going to hear in the next few years is surround sound mixes. And they're going to start building clubs that are going to be able to play Atmos mixed.
Well, in fact, you have a club that you're about to open. I'll get to that in a second. But when you have this vision and you've got to put it, into some form of recording, you got some really cool help. For example, you worked with Tony Visconti, who, of course, has such a connection with David Bowie. You had Taylor Hawkins from the Foo Fighters, Elliot Easton from the Cars, Danny Harrison, George's son, who bears a fairly striking resemblance to Dan or to George, and sounds a touch like him when you hear him sing, and others as well contributed. Tell me what it was like with that kind of contribution, those folks adding their voices to yours.
Yeah, well, it was a little bit like living in a dream, and that dream was, it was more than I would have, more than I could have hoped for. I had Tony Visconti in a room, his undivided attention. I would ask him, hey Tony, let's come up with some harmonies and let's come up with some backing vocals. And he plays all instruments aside from being the great producer. And I want to add to the, his list of production, the great Mark Bolan, T-Rex. And the Smiths. But having his undivided attention and expertise, man, I really felt like I was I had finally arrived in this small but exquisite collective of musicians.
That's so
the
cool.
Great musicians in the world. I really felt I was in league.
The record is called Kind Heaven. We'll have the full thing on June 7th. Also, you will be touring, and you'll be in our town in Philly on Tuesday evening, June 18th, at the World Cafe Live. And you're calling your touring entity the Kind Heaven Orchestra. And what I loved about what I've read about this tour is that you're calling it like an immersive experience. You said the audience will be rubbing elbows in a way with the band. Is there any way of describing an offshoot of what you were just talking about in terms of growing the experience of the whole thing?
Yes. So to start with, yes, you're very astute. The mix, the Atmos mixes, the concept came from a true need for the patrons that visit Kind Heaven, the immersive entertainment complex in Las Vegas. So basically, to simplify it, there was a hotel called the Imperial Hotel. It was directly across the street from Caesar's Palace. It is on this street that they call the Link. At the end of the Link is the giant Ferris wheel. If you want to get your bearings
right
in mind, at the start of the Link, it starts right off of Las Vegas Boulevard, across the street from Caesar's Palace, and that is our complex. That is the hotel that we have gutted and are turning into an immersive entertainment complex. And I call it a complex because it is more than a club. It's more than a restaurant. It's more than a hotel.
It sounds like Disney World on acid to me. I mean, you know, I heard there are 40 different food venues, 5 floors, different stages, and the Atmos sound system is in play. And can people just go there to visit for an hour, or are they going for a specific performance or what? It opens in 2019, by the way, some point.
Well, I couldn't tell you exactly what everybody is going there for, but I'll give it a shot. If I was to do my job and things were to go as planned, they would be going to experience the night. There'll be varietal entertainment, meaning that there's 4 stages. You can be entertained with alternative rock, hip-hop, world, orchestra.
But like three-dimensional, right? Holograms
well,
and...
I'm using the modern formats of music just the same way that we do at Lollapalooza, but I'm even going further out there. I'm you know, into jazz, house music, and I want all the musicians to come from, the four corners of the earth. I want them to come to Kind Heaven and be in residence. So as an example, we might find a young group from Thailand or Egypt. They would come and spend a month at Kind Heaven in residency and develop their craft, perhaps collaborate with each other. And when they leave Kind Heaven, they will have honed their craft the same way a group like, I'll use the example of the Beatles in Hamburg. You remember back in 1961 or 62, the Beatles were in residency in Hamburg, Germany. And I think that experience really served the group well to developing their harmonies, how they performed in front of a live audience. So I'm looking for initially I'm looking for young, bright, and the brightest and the best young musicians and entertainers to live together, perform together. And that's not all. There's going to also be, I call it improvisational comedic actors that will be around you. You won't know if the person next to you is a tourist or is an actor.
That's wild.
And they will kind of, through their actions and through the music and through the night, guide you through this 100,000 square foot experience. And you will have eaten, danced. You might end up in a scene. In other words, I might recruit you and give you a mission. And if you complete the mission, I might give you as a prize a trip to Lollapalooza in Paris.
Wow.
So there's interactive gaming going on. It's just a new, I'm trying to create a brand new live entertainment experience.
It just sounds absolutely wild. We're speaking with Perry Farrell. The record is called Kind Heaven. The project is Kind Heaven, out June 7th. And Perry and the Kind Heaven Orchestra will be here in Philly on Tuesday evening, June 18th at the World Cafe Live. I don't have too much more time with you, but I had two more questions if I could. I don't want to take too much of your time. But one thing that just fascinates me about you is what I would call the ability to take an idea from a vision or a goal into an actual reality. And again, ranging from the band you've played with to Lollapalooza to this project, it started as a dream, but this is a $100 million investment that they're making in Las Vegas. It's turning into a reality. I'm wondering what the internal process is for you to do that, and then what's it feel like when it's done? You go, holy I did that.
Well, I'll start with your last question. The process for me never ends. It's kind of like your life. You know, you think, where do you want to live? And so the dream would be, say, Philadelphia. So you think of a way to save up money to move to an area in Philadelphia that you've been dreaming of. Once you get there, the next notion or the next thought is, what's my house, what's my living conditions going to be like? I would love to live in a, I don't know, maybe it's a place on the lake because I love fishing. And then that happens. And then you say to yourself, well, I want to build a beautiful dock. And what's going to be on the end of that beautiful dock? A catamaran, because I love sailing. And
so that's the vision, and then the process is turning that into a reality.
Right. And once you start doing that, you start just adding and adding and adding. It's like your life. You just start adding on to the success. So your success gives you the ability to have yet another success. The trick to it all is to take your time, not be too greedy, not be too hurry, not be in too much of a rush for it to happen, because I have found in my 60 years that everything takes, I want to say, practically twice as long as you would expect. So when it doesn't happen when you thought it would happen, it doesn't mean that it's not gonna. And in fact,
that's a really positive message for people to hear regarding whatever their dream might be.
Yeah, no, it almost has to be that way, because those roadblocks or things that fall through, they give you, in the end, they give you strength give you strength, because you could say, oh, you know, I failed, therefore I'm going to give up. Well, no, I'm not going to give up, because I really believe in this. And it gives you something to do. It gives you purpose.
They're pushing me to wrap this up, so I just want to ask you one more question, and it's not quite as related, but people have been wondering, and I don't know how long ago this was, but we reported on the story of you coming back from a trip, you and your wife, and you left a bag at the front of your house on a gate, and in that bag was an item that your father, who was a jeweler, had made back in the 70s. It was the only thing you had to remember him by as a solid piece of, you know, physical presence. I think, yeah, it was a lion type charm, and you put it out on social media. It had gotten stolen. Everybody was rooting for you to get that back. I'm just wondering if you did.
No. So yeah, this is how it went. My dad was a designer, jewelry designer, and a repairman. And he worked with his hands, and he was an artist. And his chosen art form was jewelry, and so he taught me the art of lost wax casting, basically how people design a ring or a pendant is they design it first in wax, and then they make a mold out of that wax, and then they take that rubber mold and they put it on a centrifuge, which is spinning real fast. And it shoots gold into the mold. Then when it cools off, you peel back the rubber mold, and you have your casting. My dad was commissioned to make the Lion of Zion for Hadassah, which is a charity in New York. And once you have that mold, of course, you can make another and another and another. So after my dad made the Lion of Zion for Hadassah, he made another one for himself. And that was the only thing that I physically had as a memory from him. I wore it very proudly. But what happened was I came home, and I came home from a snowboard trip up in Aspen, and I just had my hands full. I left my bag on the front step and was dragging all these big, heavy bags, and went back out for it, didn't see it, and I thought, well, damn, I could have sworn I had it out there. So I went to the monitor. We have, one of those monitors that you can review.
Security camera.
Cameras. Security surveillance cameras. And I literally saw clear. Yeah, it was like a beautiful video of this young girl jump out of a car, ran to my bag, picked up the bag, jumped back in the car, all excited. Off she went. And, I've had to kind of just adjust my mind, because it's something that you just can't help. I mean, I'm not going to get, I just had to just tell myself that was not your father. That was a piece of jewelry. It wasn't my father. My father was gone a long time ago. So,
but the thing about it is, and you know this because you obviously are connected with, angels and synchronicities that happen in life. And maybe it doesn't happen, like we talked about earlier, right now. But if you keep putting it out there, who's to say that you won't have that somehow magically return to you? I believe that it still could happen.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. I mean, there are people that lose loved ones. They never give up on them, and occasionally they get them back.
Right.
So yeah, man, I'm with you. It's a good way to look at life.
Well,
but In the meantime, though, I will start to cry if I think about it too much. I just choose to remember the times that I had with my dad and move on with my life, you know.
I want to thank you for taking the time to speak with us here at MMR. We've been on the air for 51 years as a rock and roll station, so we've been around for a while playing older and newer music, and
nice.
To have you on is a great pleasure. We're going to see you, Perry Farrell, with the Kind Heaven Orchestra in this city, June 18th at the World Cafe Live. The record, Kind Heaven, the production, the whatever it is, and it just sounds so fascinating, is going to be out June 7th. So keep your eyes and ears peeled for that. And Perry Farrell, thank you so much for spending time with us at WMMR. We'll see you soon.
You know what, WMMR, I got one more thing to add to,
sure.
to this. And let's end it on a cheery note. About 3 days ago, there was an occasion. It was the first abolitionist organization that was started in America. It was celebrating its birthday about 3 or 4 days ago.
It was the anniversary of the slaves being freed in Washington, D.C. I actually made reference to it.
Yep, and the organization was from Philadelphia.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I did not know that.
That's right, man. I'll tell you what, I'll get you... I've got this image of their advertisement. It's really cool. The guy, the white guy, looks like Benjamin Franklin.
Oh,
it's like that old. Not quite like Benjamin Franklin, but I'll send it to you. It's a like a woodblock carving.
Very cool. Well, all the best with this project. Between this and Lollapalooza, you've got your hands full for this summer. But congratulations on fulfilling this dream and this vision. And we hope to see you soon here in Philly. And all the best in the meantime.
Me too. All right, my friend. I'll see you soon in Philadelphia.
Take care. Thank you.
Pierre, take care.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.